O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our minds and hearts be pleasing in your sight. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know whether any or many of you will have seen the film which was entitled The Mission. It became available to be screened and watched some 30-odd years ago. In it, Robert De Niro plays the part of Rodrigo Mendoza, a man who was a mercenary slave trader. He bought and sold many, many people, men mostly, Indians from the countries of South America. He was a ruthless man. He was a man who had no thought for the pain offered to those who were taken as slaves, and the pain and the hurt that was left behind among families and friends. He treated his captives, his slaves to be, as if they had no souls or any human sensibilities. And during that film, he kills his own brother in a fight over a woman. And perhaps surprisingly, the film shows that he is plunged into months of grief and remorse. A Jesuit priest, Father Gabriel, finally persuades Rodrigo to accept the need to atone. And he allows Rodrigo to choose his own penance. And so Rodrigo elects to drag his own armor and his sword, huge weight on the metal of sword and armor. It's tied to his waist with a rope. And for months and months, he labors with that enormous weight drawing his strength. And as he moves through the mud and swamp of the jungle, as he climbs mountain ranges, once he is almost drowned as he's carried away by the force of a waterfall. Saved from that ordeal, he is recognized by some ladies, some Indian ladies, whose menfolk he had previously taken away into slavery. And one of these ladies recognizes his penitential attitude, and she cuts away the rope and the armor and the sword fall not just to the ground, but they go crashing down into a valley of rocks. Rodrigo has a sense of being free, renewed, and he thinks what he might do with the remainder of his life. He decides that he will build a mission station in the heart of the jungle, and it becomes his life's work. After the premiere of the film, a reporter interviewed some people leaving the cinema, and he asked them for the reaction to the film, how they felt immediately after seeing it. One gentleman who said he was a computer programmer said, "It has made me realize how selfish I am. And it raised questions in my mind about my own lifestyle. Then there was a lady who was asked, any impressions? And she said, it emphasizes that we are to use our life for good. A middle-aged man told the reporter that his feelings were an urge to start his life again. I am no Mendoza, he said, buying and selling people, but I would like to have a real sense of purpose, a mission for my life. I would sense a purpose for other people's life, and I would wish to bring them into the fellowship of faith. When I tell you that God is here, and I believe God is here amongst this congregation, I believe with the strength, God is here with the strength of His Spirit. And He would have you make a place, a mission station, to which you come, but more importantly, from which you would go. Think of Pitlochry Parish Church as a mission station. You come Sunday by Sunday to worship God, to listen to His word, to have some understanding of what His intention is for you. But you go through the door, out into the world. You will all touch other people's lives, your family, your friends, your neighbors. I challenge you that in the next few weeks, you come into this building, not by yourself, but someone whom you have invited to come in the understanding that here is God, and they will have some understanding given to them of who God really is. But I emphasize that God is here with the strength of His Spirit, and He would have you make a place outside the building, but to draw people in. Our faith says that Jesus' way is the kind of way that we are to live our life. And if we give our lives to Jesus, we will find that sense of mission, understand God's will better. And so let God make Himself known to you here, that you might take His presence out into the world. A long, long time ago, I was playing golf with a friend. And for him, and all golfers will understand when I say it was one of those days. At the first hole, he drove out of bounds. He teed up and hit his second drive some 25 yards down the fairway. He addressed the balls and he put it in to a greenside bunker. And he went into the bunker and he might as well have taken a pail and made pies. He took two miserable shots to get it out of the bunker. And he then proceeded to three putt, 10 shots at the first hole. And it continued like that all through the round. And then he said to me, do you know what makes a really good golfer? And I raised my eyebrows in a questioning look. And he smiled and he looked and he said, a good golfer recovers from his mistakes. Those of you who are not good golfers should take the same message. You should recover from your mistakes. But most of us who have played golf through our life know it's not as simple as that. And most of us need help. And so do we need help. We need help to begin to form and develop a mission station. And the Holy Spirit is here, and you can do great things, achieve great things through the power of that Spirit. I hope that this congregation, as it forms a new union, will develop a mission station. I hope with all my heart that this new congregation as such will make the right choice for a new minister to come. And when that person, male or female, is being interviewed, then one of the questions I would suggest they might ask is, will you understand that God is here? And will you continue to assure us that we should have no fear, for he has redeemed us and he calls us by name? And he says, you are mine. May God bless to us the preaching of his word.